I felt something bite into my neck. I thought, so long, Mike. It's been fun.
The New Adventures of Michael Shane, Private Detective.
When young East Europeans want to know what's happening, they switch on Radio Free Europe, the in sound from outside. For facts about RFE, write Radio Free Europe, Box 1972, Mount Vernon, New York.
A transcribed announcement.
Hiya, good looking. What's cooking?
Hot apple pie.
Ah, it's got sniff appeal.
Yes, good food has a pleasant aroma. It's got sniff appeal. Dogs, too, select their food by aroma. That's why dogs go for Kennel Biscuit.
It's got sniff appeal.
Kennel Biscuit has sniff appeal because it has generous amounts of U.S. government-inspected horse meat baked right in. You can't fool a dog. He'll catch the meaty aroma of Kennel Biscuit right away. He'll eat it instantly. And here's something else. Kennel Biscuit has all the vitamins known to be essential to a dog's health, all in one food that's easy to prepare. Here's all you do. Mix Kennel Biscuit with boiling water. Let it cool as directed on the package, and your dog will do the rest. Kennel Biscuit is guaranteed. If your dog doesn't eat Kennel Biscuit instantly, return the unused portion in the carton to Quaker Oats Company, Rockford, Illinois, and get double your money back. Remember, in dog food, too, it's sniff appeal that counts. Next time you order dog food, ask your grocer for Kennel Biscuit, the dog food of champions.
Ah, Rover, you're in clover. Here's your Kennel Biscuit.
It's got sniff appeal.
Good afternoon, friends. This is Hugh Conover back again with Personally, It's Off the Record. Music, songs, and informal glimpses into the lives of your favorite musical personalities. Today we have with us a man who has as much right as anybody in the world to that much-kicked-around title, King of Swing. But he's quite content to be known simply by his own name, Thomas Fats Waller, keyboard artist extraordinary and a real big-league entertainer. Good afternoon, Fats.
Good afternoon, Hugh. Oh, my.
How you feeling this afternoon?
Oh, well, if I felt any better, I'd be ashamed of myself.
You're fooling around with that piano there. Do you think you could express in music how you feel?
Yeah, just like this. Look here. Yes, how's that best, man?
Oh, we get the idea perfectly. Well, Fats, we're certainly glad to have you back in New York with us. How are things doing down there at the Greenwich Village Inn where you have that new show called The Village Follies?
We're doing just fine, Hugh, playing to all the best people.
That so?
Yes, indeed. Soon as they walk through the door, they become the best people, as far as we're concerned.
How long do you think you'll be staying around our little city, Fats?
Oh, about 3 more weeks.
Do you have any moving picture deals lined up for the near future?
Mm-hmm, yes. In a few weeks, I am going back to California.
Uh-huh. Of course, I saw your last picture, Stormy Weather, and it's hardly necessary to say that I thought it was a really great show. How long did it take you to make it?
Well, let's see, 1 day, 2 day, 3, 4, 5, 6, about a couple of weeks.
Of course, one of the highlights of Stormy Weather was your singing of your own song, Ain't Misbehavin'. I don't expect we could coax you to do an encore on that number for us this afternoon, could we?
Now, Hugh, you know I don't need any coaxing. All you gotta do is give me air, and I'll fit it, one way or another. Yes, yes, yes. Glamour music, you know. Don't want to talk with all by myself.
no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the elevation on the shelf. A misbehaving, saving my love for you and you, especially you, yes. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. A misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. A misbehaving, saving my love for you, yes, you. All my love for you, find you, yeah.
Ah, boy, you can't dent that, which is to say it was solid, Fats.
Thank you.
You know, people have been hearing you on the radio and seeing you in pictures for so long, I think they'd like to know how and when and where you got started as an entertainer. In fact, I think we might take a brief tour through your entire life.
Oh, must I do that all over again? It was tough enough the first time.
No, Fats. What I mean, we'll conduct an investigation into how you got where you are.
Well, my sins have found me out.
Nah, this won't be that kind of an interview. For instance, where were you born?
I was born in Harlem, kicking and screaming. I've quit that kicking, but I'm still screaming.
Fats, if you're referring to your singing, you're doing yourself a great injustice.
Well, let us just say then, moaning and groaning.
Well, tell us, when did you make your first professional appearance?
When I was approximately 14. That's a good word, at approximately. I like that. I took a job playing in a theater, and that was when I first got into trouble.
Huh? How come?
Well, my father was a minister, and he had no use for theaters. He came there and took hold of me and said, son, you come on home out of this den of iniquity.
And I presume you went.
You presume? But very definitely.
But of course, that didn't kill your interest in show business, did it?
No, I kept right on playing the piano and organ and writing songs. Some of the songs even got published. And finally, I got around to writing the music for a show called Hot Chocolate.
Theater goers remember that, Fats. Let's see, what were some of the songs from it?
Oh, Ain't Misbehaving, Black and Blue, mm-hmm. Sweet Savannah Sue, Little Dixie Cinderella. Why go through all that? Oh, forget it.
A whole flock of them.
Oh, a gang of them.
Well, then, of course, you did vaudeville work, had your own band, toured Europe, played a couple of concerts in Carnegie Hall,
mm-hmm.
Got into radio, went into the movies, wrote the music for another Broadway show, and finally hung out your sign at the Greenwich Village Inn.
My life in a nutshell.
Well, let's say a word or two about that latest show you supplied the songs for, since it's still running on Broadway and doing mighty fine.
Are we allowed to mention its title?
No, we'll do better than that, Fats. Its title is Early to Bed. It's playing at the Broadhurst, and it stars, among others, Richard Colmer and Mary Small, both of whom we had on this same program just last week. And Mary sang one of the great song hits from the show, There's a Man in My Life. But we'd sure like to hear the composer himself render that little ditty, Mr. Waller.
The composer will attempt to oblige Mr. Conover. It is. I lead. She's the talk of my heart. When thoughts of her start, I find myself a tremble like a wind-blown reed. You know a reed, that's what they use in saxophones. To one who's never met her, this might seem extreme.
Yet her charm still makes me lay me down and dream. Every song in my soul, each plan in my life, has one unattainable goal. That gal in my life, my, that gal in my life, yeah.
Ah, oh, very fine going, Fats Waller. Now, for my dough, you could keep on giving out like that till the tubes burned out in the transmitter. But I'd like to say a few words about the Third War loan.
Say on, Brother Conover. I should like to express an opinion or two myself on that subject.
Well, you know, Fats, in addition to helping stage bond rallies all over town, WABC is accepting orders for bonds over the phone.
And that's a wonderful idea. You know, sometimes people with money to buy a bond don't happen to be going any place where bonds are sold, like the bank or the post office, mm-hmm. for instance. So it's very nice to know that all they have to do is pick up the telephone.
Yeah, pick up the phone and call our special bond number, Circle 64343.
Now I know why telephones were invented. They do a lot of mean things to you. They wake you up in the morning, put bill collectors on your trail. But today, the telephone is helping people buy bonds. You people out there with some extra bucks in your kick, you're not holding out on Uncle Sam, are you? He needs that money to fight this war, and he'll give you back $4 for every $3 you invest. Puck up your brow and do a little thinking, won't you? Huh? Ain't there some way you can find the money for another bond? I'm betting there is. And I'll tell you what, if you'll get on the phone right after this broadcast and call your order in here to WABC, I'll be mighty happy to answer you myself and tell you, great going, pal.
That a boy, Fats Waller. And as an added dividend to the folks before you get over there to the phone, how'd you like to sing them another of your great hit songs? Honeysuckle Rose.
The pleasure is all mine, old dear. It is.
Honeybee feels jealousy when they see you out with me. Don't blame them, goodness knows.
Honeysuckle Rose.
When you pass my flowers through the side, I know the reason why. You must treat her, goodness knows.
Honeysuckle Rose. I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar.
So sweet when stirred up, take the sips from your lips. The honey fairly drips. Confession, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Say, I don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. So sweet when stirred up, take sips from your lips. Or the honey fairly drips. Confection, goodness knows.
Honey, it's all rose, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Fats Waller. And remember, folks, Fats Waller himself will be waiting at the phone to take your bond orders. Call him at Circle 64343. And now here's a special announcement for theatergoers. It's laughs, songs, girls, and gorgeous spectacle. It's Wintertime, the grand new 20th Century Fox musical hit starring the one and only Sonia Heaney with a grand supporting cast that includes the famous Woody Herman and his band, Jack Oakey, Cesar Romero, and Carol Landis. Wintertime opens next Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Roxy Theater. Wintertime is one of the grandest pictures scintillating Sonia Heaney has ever made. Skating, romancing, dancing, Sonia is at her top-notch best in this happy hit. And just wait until you get a load of those Robin and Brown songs as played by Woody Herman and his wonderful band. Yes, Wintertime is fun for everyone. But that's not all the good news about the great show starting Wednesday morning at 10:30 at the Roxy Theater. On the stage in person, in another Talk of the Town stage reviews, will be Bert Lahr plus Lucille Manners, radio's lovely singing star, plus Paul Hackon and Patricia Bowman and other big acts. Yes, for tops in entertainment, be sure to see Sonia Heaney in Wintertime with Woody Herman and his orchestra. Remember, it starts Wednesday morning at 10:30 at the Roxy Theater. And don't forget, friends, Fats Waller is waiting at the phone here in the studio. Call Circle 64343 to take your bond orders. We'll be back again tomorrow at this very same time. Until then, this is Hugh Conover wishing you all good afternoon. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Don't forget that telephone number, Circle 64343. Here are the latest local baseball scores. In the last half of the sixth inning, Brooklyn 3, St. Louis 1. The final score in the New York Yankees-Detroit game is New York Yankees 1, Detroit nothing. The New York Giants are scheduled for a night game. WABC, New York.
Not just big bands. You'll also hear early jazz, ragtime, solo piano, blues, bebop, and pop, plus comedy. It's a cornucopia of sounds on Big Band Swings.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me and some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown until he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid that he'll leave me, 'cause he's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. All the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine. There are many boys who can thrill me, some who can kill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown till he says he's mine.
Now I'm not afraid he's gonna leave me. He's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care.
Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine.
Now it's after all I said, my face starts turning red.
Don't start teasing, I got a reason, the object of my affection.
Is there anyone far
in the state of Carolina. If there is, and you know her, show her to me, Dinah. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shave with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Dinah, if she wandered to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Oh, Dinah Lee. Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina, Carolina, Dinah, Carolina, Dinah? Oh, if there is, why don't you show her? Bump, bump, orderly, oh, you dixie-eyed slaves. I'm talking about you, Donnelly. I love to sit and gaze in. You're as sweet as you can be. I love to spend my days in. Looking into the eyes, Donnelly, but I'm alone. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite changed your mind about me. Oh, Dinah, about me. Dinah, my sweet Dinah. If she wanted to China, repeat China, I'd hop an ocean liner. China, bounce down to Lee Ho. I'll hop an ocean liner just to be with Donna Lee. I'll hop an ocean liner just to be with Donna.
Every single invention that anybody would start has made things so much easier for everything but the heart. Now it has been my intention to think of something that's new, for that would make me feel a lot more confident in you.
Wouldn't it be just dandy and so easy on the brain? Just like gum and candy, baby, the game red instead of bay. Wouldn't you feel much safer and less likely to complain? It's just like every way with love came wrapped in cellophane. Think of all the wear and tear you save your heart, for love would be as new as the day that it started. Even if it sounds daring, you'll admit we all were game. If like the nice things you are wearing, love came wrapped in cellophane.
Wouldn't it be just dandy and so easy on the brain? If just like gum and candy, love came wrapped in cellophane. Wouldn't you feel much safer and less likely to complain? If just like every wafer, love came wrapped in cellophane.
Think of all the wear and tear inside your heart, for love would be as new as the day that it started.
Even if it sounds daring, you'll admit we all would gain. If love came wrapped in cellophane.
Forget that I love you.
Thank you.
Sophie Tucker and her pianist, Ted Shapiro, are enjoying the warm, sunny breezes of Miami. But before they left, Ted gave me the only copy extant of his latest song. Ted has written many hits, notably, If I Had You. This is his latest creation, Don't Forget.
Those recordings taken from 1935 and January 1935. It was from the Fleischmann Hour with Rudy Valley and his orchestra. Rudy Valley, the host of the show, and his regulars on there were the Boswell sisters, Connie, Vet, and Martha. And I'm Lee for your Big Band Swings program, 88.7 in HD, and also on the web, on the internet, at krvs.org. Good evening. Welcome to the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. Frankie Carl up to the piano with his band to do Sunrise Serenade. Thank you. star of screen, stage, records. Dick Powell in the Limehouse Blues Suite.
Because I love it. The fog in your throat. The little chinks. The Cokey Joe. Ah, it's life, sweet.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Will you give me a chance to show you again?
How?
Follow me. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Same as over the gates of hell.
But that's life in Limehouse. To every soul in this place, Limehouse is a different world.
Gee, you're too deep for me, buddy. I don't get you.
See that man over there? He just hit the pipe. His Limehouse is way up in the clouds. And that little chinky, his Limehouse is a million miles from here, Shanghai. There's a woman who dreams of a glorious past. Her Limehouse stands alone for the rest. Limehouse or Buckingham, Broadway or Park, it's you who brings color to the place that seems dark. It's your eyes, not the fog, that's blurring your sight. It's your mind, not the matter, bringing sadness tonight. So forget all your trouble. Laugh until morn. Let the sun steam the tidings. A new Limehouse is born.
There stands the reason why I can't find life in Limehouse. And look out! He's got a gun!
Why did you take the bullet meant for me?
I didn't want to see your world end. It was
It was too beautiful. Now I can see.
Don't die, kid.
You were right. Limehouse is life.
Come on, mister. Get out of here. You've caused enough trouble in Limehouse for one night.
Yeah, guess I have. Oh, Limehouse kid. Oh, Limehouse kid. Going the way that the rest of them did. Poor broken blossom and nobody's child, courting and taunting, you're just kind of wild. Oh, Limehouse blues, I've the real Limehouse blues. Learn from the Chinkies, those sad China blues. Rings on your fingers and tears for your crown. That is the story of old Chinatown.
Just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. There will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. And just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Oh, what they say. And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know there's just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody just for me. There's nobody just for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely, sad and lonely. Won't some sweet mama come take a chance with me? 'Cause I ain't so bad. And I'll sing her sweet love song. Oh, I love the time. She will only be, only be. Baldy, bozy, but, blip up.
I ain't got nobody.
Oh, and there's no matter. Kiss for me, this no matter. Kiss for me, no matter.
Thank you.
my hunkers and belly for sunkily boat.
I ain't got no body.
No matter, kiss for me. There's no matter, kiss for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely, oh, lonely, lonely, lonely. Won't some sweet mama come and rescue me? Cause I ain't so bad. And I sing her.
A New Orleans favorite, Louis Prima, Sam Butera, Keeley Smith, and the Witnesses on the Big Band Swings program. I'm Lee with you on this lovely evening at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell, and also on the campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette in HD radio at Frequency FM 88.7 and on the web at krvs.org. Thanks to the folks at the Armed Forces Radio Network for back in the days preserving some of the old live big band and other variety radio shows, as we'll take you back to September 1944, New York City, and head to the new Cafe Zanzibar. It's where it's at.
That famous Hattie Hole man and his band, Cat Calloway and Company, playing the tops and dance rhythms from the Cafe Zanzibar atop the Winter Garden, Broadway at 50th Street in New York City. Here's rhythm, me hearties, that runs the gamut from ascending swing to low-down blues. Will you listen? Tune number one finds Dolly Solder about to sing Magic in the Moonlight.
Thank you.
Cab Calloway takes you by the hand and leads you down memory lane with the swing arrangement of Yesterday. Cab, Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Callaway treatment of yesterday. Now, a Callaway original. Cruising with Cabs, the name.
Leaving the Cafe Zanzibar, heading back to studio with some Fletcher Henderson doing the King Porter's Dub. Thank you. Thank you. Hope to see you again one more time the next time.